A new chapter in Ashland, Nebraska starts today with the Salt Creek Song Festival.
We saw a real need for there to be a place for honoring and experiencing art that was uniquely Midwest oriented.
Salt Creek Song Festival executive director and co-founder Gretchen Pilley and artistic director and co-founder Jared Hiscock both are professional musicians. For them, this festival is filling a void in the artistic community in the Midwest.
We knew we wanted something that focused on vocal music, and I was really into the idea of having something like Songfest in LA. Ravinia is something that happens in Chicago, and then there's New York Festival of Song.
After meetings and long planning between Pilley and Hiscock, today begins a week of this festival with a complex and extensive programming.
I'm already feeling the reward of that. This has been super rewarding to put together and just collaborate with all these incredible people and have so many people say yes to us. I'm already reaping the benefits.
Now let's talk a little bit about the history of art song. Art song is a Western vocal music composition, commonly written for one voice in a piano, and it is usually in the classic art music tradition. It was created in the 1700s, hand in hand with the Industrial Revolution. Art song benefited from the invention of the piano. In those days, it was a genre for the middle class people. This subgenre of classical music was formed to be played in homes and small saloons. Due to its characteristics, it reached more people who previously couldn't access the classical music played in courts for the aristocrats. Over time, art song became more popular in the United States, in the East and West Coast, and it is very common to find song art festivals in those parts of the country. However, the Salt Creek Song Festival will have the soul of the Midwest.
I have gotten to dive into music that I feel so passionate about, and I've gotten to share it with so many people, artists, community members, and so many people, and I can't wait for people to actually get to hear it.
Hiscock says that this festival is just adding to the already established art scene in Ashland.
They have a lot of fine arts. They really pride themselves on their Ashland art walks and their downtown art scene, fine art scene. But this is an opportunity for some performing arts to come into the area and be a cultural resource in that sense.
Salt Creek Song Festival starts today and ends this Sunday, May 28th. Click on saltcreeksongfestival.com to check out the festival program. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.